Using Plain Language by Michael Peaver, published on April 2nd, 2024. Quote, "The American public deserves plain language communication from its government. The benefits of plain language are both tangible and intangible. Plain language gets your message across in the shortest time possible. More people are able to understand your message. There is less chance that your document will be misunderstood, so you spend less time explaining it to people. And if your document gives instructions, your readers are more likely to understand them and follow them correctly." End quote. From plainlanguage.gov. As we have discussed elsewhere on this site, accessibility is a hot topic in Colorado's governmental circles due to the passing of HB 21-1110. Local governmental entities, including public libraries, must follow the new standards which go into effect on July 1st, 2024. For more information on the rules, read the Guide to the State Technology Accessibility Rules on the OIT website, which was written in plain English. Plain language is not mentioned in the new law, but is included in the Office of Information Technology's Guide to Accessible Web Services. Here is a defining section of HB 21-1110, quote, 1.5, quote, accessible or, quote, accessibility means perceivable, operable, and understandable digital content that enables an individual with a disability to access the same information, engage in the same interactions, and enjoy the same services offered to other individuals with the same privacy, independence, and ease of use as exists for individuals without a disability. End quote. Note the words, quote, understandable and, quote, ease of use. Using plain language ensures that your communications are easily understood by your audience. Remembering your audience. Staying mindful of your intended audience will help you be the best communicator you can be. Sometimes we want to impress with our writing and prove how much we know. It can be tempting to use complicated phrasing or slip into more technical vocabulary. Library folks are often well-read. Sometimes we pay little attention to the choices we make in our writing, but these are not effective ways to craft our communications. The solution is to use plain language whenever possible. It is easier to read for people who don't speak English as a first language, or use screen readers, have certain disabilities, or lower literacy skills. Avoiding jargon. Plain language is the best option for library workers when creating any sort of communication that is meant to be understandable to patrons, such as emails and website content. And why not the signage and policies in the library while we're at it? Libraries have their own vocabulary, jargon, that is useful for folks working in the field, but technical terms are often not appropriate for a general audience. Plain language, on the other hand, is accessible, meaning easily understandable, to laymen. Heavy use of jargon will exclude some people, whereas plain language aims to include everyone. This does not mean that library workers should never write for other library workers. If your communication is intended for a specific audience, it is best to write for that audience. But you may not be as easily understood by some if it is also available to the public. If you are writing an academic paper about library science, clearly you can be freer with the vocabulary you choose. However, the great thing about plain language is that it works well for most forms of writing. Conveying your message. Using plain language does not mean you must avoid complex ideas or make your message boring to read. Simple language conveys ideas in crystal clear components. The aim is not to patronize your reader or, quote, dumb down the content, but to be as clear as possible to as many people as possible. With plain language, readers do not need to reread or pick apart your sentences to get to the meaning as they might with a work of fiction. Instead, your message is clearly presented enough to be quickly grasped. In public communications, we are not trying to create award-winning literature. We are trying to convey our message. Applying plain language. There are many guides for plain language writing, and OIT's plain language guidance is a great starting point. Refer to plainlanguage.gov for a broader overview. That website even contains some humorous examples, such as, quote, how to write good, as well as interesting quotes. Here are some ways you can apply plain language to your written communications. Remember, simple is usually best. Write to a specific audience and use appropriate vocabulary. Stay focused on your message and don't be tempted by unnecessary or flowery language. Presume your reader will skim your message, so use logical headings like in this post. Keep each section concise. Break up complex ideas into more manageable chunks. Use an accessible font and pay attention to other typography, such as line spacing. Use bold to draw attention to key information. Use the active voice. Use lists or try to simplify when conveying a lot of information. Reread and edit your work. Look at the overall visual effect of your communication. Use technology. Words Editor and Accessibility Checker works well. The Hemingway Editor may point out potential problems you may not have spotted. The technology is not yet perfect, but it is helpful. Share your work with a colleague and ask for feedback before making it public.